Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Ooh, bacon bits go along with us.
Got the grunts.
They got the... We better go to some poetry. Dear. Here we go. Really, really quick. Yeah. Trey Allen's riding along with us. Love the title of this, Lost But Never Found.
I'm not sure when it happened, and I'm really not sure where. And if I ever figure that part out, well, I'll go right back to there, and I'll hunt until I find it. Or I'm fairly sure it's gone. The one thing that gets me most is why it took so long for me to notice it was missing. I recall that day there in the shower when I reached around and it was gone. Man, I looked near half an hour, twisting, turning, looking, hunting. First to hither, then to yon. But it dang sure wasn't there nowhere. Man, my whole darn ass was gone. Plumb gone it was, I tell you, and it gave me quite a scare, because I'd packed it around for a lot of years, and, well, now it just ain't there. Now, me and that ass have been through a lot, and, well, I didn't want to lose it, and anybody else what picked it up, I figured surely couldn't use it. Oh, it cost me time to time, all in money, time, and space, but to lose it like I done, just to run off and leave it someplace, guess I never seen that coming. Or dodge it, I'd have tried, but, well, I reckon when a feller loses his ass, it comes from his blind side. And I really shouldn't fret much. I've seen other folks lose their ass, and they seem to carry on just fine with it sitting in the grass. And someday I might find it all old and shriveled up. And if it's just too gone to use, well, I won't even pick it up. But if you happen by some ass store, if such things do exist, just something to hold my britches up, that's a foremost on my list.
Well, I'm telling you, that could be our our theme poem right there. Right?
Well,
yeah, I know.
You know, if you read it in the Bible, it's not bad, okay?
That's right.
It's
that's
in
right.
the Bible.
That's right. If the word is in the Bible, he can use it in a poem.
That's right.
Six or seven times.
Or ten.
Yeah, doesn't just does. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a good thing those lighthearted fellers that wouldn't put us on their radio station. It's a good thing they didn't put us on, because that would have really got us in trouble
dear.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, if a coffin milk cow was too much.
It was too much for them.
They'd had a heart attack.
Trip to the two-holer. Yeah. They'd have died, right?
Oh, yeah. Dear.
All right. Quit looking. I found it. Tell him Dick's trick to find his car or his truck in the Walmart parking lot.
Oh, man, yeah. You know, and I'm at that age now, too.
Yeah.
Well, I've always been that age. But
right.
Sometimes you have a hard time remembering where you parked.
It's a big parking
and
lot.
And it's a huge parking lot.
And there's a lot of cars in it.
That look
and
the
they
same.
All look the same.
Yeah.
Now. I agree.
Yeah. So Dick had the bright idea as taking a plumber's helper, a plunger, and stick it right on top of the roof.
Yeah,
plant it right there, and you'll find your car every time.
Well, you know, and now they've got such fancy plungers that you can't. You have to find one of the old ones.
Well, you're better off if it's dirty.
Well nobody will steal
nobody
it.
Nobody will touch it.
You know, if it's a plunger, they're not going to touch it anyway. Yeah, they're not touching
it anyway.
But that
is the best idea I have ever heard.
Best
and ever
way
used.
To find your vehicle.
Yeah, just plop a big old plunger right on top of it.
That's
most
awesome.
People won't touch it.
That's a true statement.
Yes,
that's right. Especially if you got a dog in the back.
Yeah. That right? helps.
Yeah, it that does. Helps,
yeah.
How many pocket knives have you lost?
Don't start that.
And then and gone bought again.
Yeah, I don't.
And then found the one you had.
Okay, let's then, go yeah. there. Let's okay. go there. How many knives do you have you left at airports?
Oh, quit it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
As many
good
as
good ones.
Yes, as many as you've lost elsewhere. So right. Oh my
good knives.
Now there are a couple of airports that are pretty good.
Right.
Jackson actually is pretty good.
They'll send it to
They'll
you.
Say, okay, here's an envelope.
I'm coming back this day.
Yeah. Can you leave it here? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even in Salt Lake City, but I don't think they do that anymore since they've revamped their
yeah,
whole
Yeah, they really
airport.
Messed that place up.
Yeah, they really did. They yeah. used to say, okay, go through security. Right there's a place. You can buy a manila envelope and you can mail it back to yourself.
Back to yourself,
yeah.
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway. I left a dang good pocket knife in San Francisco Airport.
Oh, man.
Dad nabbit.
I hate it when that happens.
Ticks me off when that happens. But,
yeah,
all right.
You know, they're a little more lenient on the cruise ships, but I did get asked to leave my pocket knife on the ship.
On the ship.
Yeah. Don't take it off the ship.
And then try to get back on with it.
And then try to get back on.
Oh, I get it. You know, they were pretty.
Yeah, they got that fussy
right.
that last trip.
Yeah. You packed it.
I did.
Yeah.
I put it in my pack.
Yeah.
And then I can slip it in my pocket
sure.
and go about my business.
Right.
And I don't feel naked.
Well, and it's not like I'm going to stab anybody. I mean, for heaven's sakes.
Really, it's just a pocket knife.
Well,
it's
when the airline takes away Jacqueline's embroidery scissors, these little teeny tiny things... You know, and
yeah, well, maybe you could probably poke somebody's eye out.
Well, I tell her it's just because she really looks threatening.
She looks like
she does,
man.
Yeah, she does. Terrible, yeah. And,
oh,
and some old grandma with knitting needles,
and that's when the fight started.
that is exactly right, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that, well, I've got a couple of other stories, but I don't have time. We gotta go to our next.
Well, what about the 15 inch Christmas? Channel locks that got pitched out through the field.
Did you find them?
Never found them.
You never did find them?
I haven't found them.
Well, I don't think you're going to either.
Not.
Yeah, we got to end the show.
Well, okay, fine.
Don Edwards is riding along with us. This is a great Joel Nelson poem. Here's looking at you.
You rode the good night loving trail, went up the Chisholm too. You drove 3,000 up to Kansas City and you wintered with Teddy Blue. Here's looking at you. Here's looking at you. You rode with Ranger Goodnight. You helped him tame the land. You learned the unknown staccato just like it was the back of your hand. When you rode for the brand, you rode for the brand. Went three times to Sedalia with a cook and a six-man crew. You came damn near losing the herd in your hair to a passel of renegade Sioux, but you saw it through. You saw it through. You courted the dance hall beauties until they picked your pockets clean. You let it happen once, you let it happen twice, up in Dodge and Abilene, every place in between, every place in between. From a heat wave in Palapinto and to the frostbite on Raton Pass, you loose herded cattle through a southwestern drought in the quest for water and grass. Alack and alas, you hunting water and grass. You drove home the fittest survivors when word come a late summer rain. You reveled in respite for weary riders and 3 pounds a day in gain, the respite of rain. 3 pounds a gain. You drove them to Montana over rivers swollen out of their banks. You started out as a wrangler's helper, but you rose up through the ranks, through the dark and the dank. You rose through the rank. When the herd bedded down at the shank of evening, why, you knew you'd do it over again, through the thick and the thin. You'd do it over again. Now a half dozen generations, they've mourned your passing on. But you was just starting what still ain't over, and your spirit saddles up in the dawn, for you are not gone. No, you are not gone. For we see you in the steel dust, the spark flying off of the shoe. Maybe we're here living what you never dreamed of, but you lived what we never knew. Here's looking at you. Here's looking at you. Here's looking at you. Here's looking at you.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Are you sure?
Quit looking. I found it.
Oh,
quit looking.
Right.
I found the end of the show.
We found it.
Right.
We was looking for it.
Yeah, quit looking.
We can quit looking.
Yeah.
We found it.
So the neighbor left one spring, and he had a couple of cows that hadn't calved yet.
Okay.
He says, all right, on your way by periodically, will you just take a look? And I said, okay. So on my way out, I see this black barley cow with one black patch over the eye, just getting ready to have a calf. Okay, I'm aware, yeah, and when I come back, we'll make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Came back, that old cow was standing off by herself, and this calf is standing by itself, and I'm going, you old biddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get her into the round pen, and I get the calf into the round pen, and then I'm trying to get the calf
get
to
on.
Mother up, to suck up, and then this cow will not let her on.
Did they have the same markings?
Well, here's the story. As I'm trying to get the calf to suck this cow, there's another black bally cow outside the round pen with a black patch over one eye, looking at me, going, what are you doing with my calf?
You're about to get whipped.
Yep. So after I made the change, we were fine.
Everything was good.
Yeah, baby sucked and everything.
So you quit looking.
I quit looking. I found the right calf.
She found
I
you.
I found the right cow.
Finally. And then you stopped.
And I would have still been fighting had she not been looking at me and going, what in the world are you doing?
What are you doing?
Right. Quit looking. I found her.
You got her.
Good. Yeah.
Once you find it, you got to quit looking.
Well, it's true. Now, I am convinced that for every sock lost in the dryer, it comes back as a Tupperware lid you don't have a bowl for.
I got to agree with you. That's just how the universe works, yeah. Right?
Quit looking. I found it.
I will. I'll quit looking.
How many single spurs have you found?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you ever get a metal detector for your birthday? You said you were going to ask
for
one.
I got one.
Did you?
Yeah, I went and bought me one.
Oh, you got it for your birthday. You bought it yourself.
I bought it for myself.
Good for you. I'm going to have to come borrow it one of these days.
You looking for a spur?
I am. Hey, folks, want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right. Yeah, Veterans Day.
That's right.
Give them tribute, so stay tuned.
I will.
Now, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Quit looking. There she is.
Pressure, right?